Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangallosi. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Cowley. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Bonilla. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Traber. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. And now, play ball. John Cangallosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangallosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flanagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonilla moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. Bonilla moves to third. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber takes first base on ball four. Lynn moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonilla scores. Lynn scores. Traber moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets takes first base on ball four. Dwyer moves to second. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Traber scores. Dwyer scores. Sheets moves to third. It's 4-0, Orioles. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Orioles. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn is called out on strikes. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Traber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Orioles. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Dawley now pitching. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dempsey strikes out. One out. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Malley moves to second. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Malley moves to third. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-0, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guillen moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to third. Baines moves to second. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen tags and scores. Baines tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-1, Orioles. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball towards center. Lynn settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lynn. Baines scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-2, Orioles. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fisk moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-4, Orioles. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing right field. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-4, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sheets strikes out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. O'Malley hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dempsey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lacy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson now playing shortstop. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Traver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Traver hits a pop-up towards short. Tolleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Dolly covering, for the out. Ripken moves to second. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Walker, and towards Cruz, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Shelby now playing left field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Searidge now pitching. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Malley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson fields the ball and throws to second. Cruz drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Cruz. Bonilla moves to second. 2 outs. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lacey takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 4 in the game. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 3 in the game. Cangalosi hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-6, Orioles. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla misplays the ball. That's an error on Bonilla. Rich Bordy now pitching. Alan Wiggins now playing second base. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kittle strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Tolleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Traber strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Searidge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk strikes out. 1 out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bordy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 3 in the game. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.